This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Both President-elect Joe Biden and outgoing President Donald Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. The outcome of the Senate races will dramatically shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of Biden's 4 years in office. Police show the two Democrats with slight edges, polls rather, in the contest, both of which may determine necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. None of the early balloting will be tabulated until Tuesday, and the official winners, depending on how close the votes are, likely won't be known on election night. Well, America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Donald Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington on Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. Police in Washington on Monday, ahead of those planned protests, arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who was accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Police say Henry Tarrio was taken into custody after an arrest warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. Police say he also faces weapons charges after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was taken into custody. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is